Okay, Rav Ossi, it's a big schuss to have our first schuss here. We've just done it before. The Twitter said, no, says, you know Rav Twersky personally. So we're together in Yeshiva Baruch Hashem, and he was very pressured back then. He keeps growing. It's a big schuss for us to have Rav Twersky address us.
It was suggested we should talk maybe a little bit about the Inyan Talmud Torah, so maybe just a few Ha'oros for the most part emerging from the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Kiddushin darshans from the it should be sharp. If the goal in Talmud Torah is that if someone poses a question to us, That the yediyah should be at the tip of our tongues. There should be something that we're able to answer crisply on the spot. That's the type of mastery of Divrei Torah that we aspire to. Shem yishalcha odem dov al tegamge mitom alayla emor lo miyad. Agav, there's a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi comments on Yehu Mekudadim b'fifa. So Rashi says, Chazor Aleihem Uvedok Ba'omkom. So Chazor Aleihem, do Chazor, review, Uvedok Ba'omkom. And try to discern the depth of the halacha. Shem Yishalcha Odom Lo Tetzarech Legamgein Ela Shetucha Loma Miyad. But Rashi seems to be highlighting what I think probably for many of us is a reality, that Chazara accomplishes not only retention, not only because we need to reinforce, otherwise we almost inevitably forget, but very often in the course of Chazara, so one realizes aspects that he didn't understand the first time around. Rashi says, Chazor Aleihem Uvedok Ba'omkom. Only in the course of Chazara is a person going to be Bodeg Ba'omkom. The moshel maybe to understand this reality which Rashi is sensitizing us to. Let's say you're going for a train ride. The train is at least, I don't know, going 70 miles an hour through the countryside. And there's a lot of the beautiful scenery in the countryside. So there's only so much of that you can take in as the train's moving. If you'll take that same train a second time, you're going to see lots of things that you didn't see the first time. It's not only going to sort of reinforce what you saw the first time, but having seen certain things the first time, so now your mind and your eye will be free to notice other things. So fascinating. Rashi says that the Chazor Aleihem, again, is not only because, again, inevitably we forget if we don't chazor, but to learn properly, to learn La'omek, so that only comes about through the Chazara. Okay, so that's a din here in the Gemara of again, that what we should aspire to, each one to the best of his ability, is to know as much of Torah as we can, and to know it crisply, to have it, to know it sharply, to be able to respond clearly. perhaps we'll try to explore some less obvious implications or applications of this din of Mekudot and Beficha, which Yitachin one finds in the Rambam. One of the interesting things, if we sort of step back for a minute and reflect on the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka, is that the Rambam not only paskind in those areas of Torah which are relevant to Zman Hazeh, but even those which are not going to be relevant until Yimos HaMashiach. The Rambam paskins them, two of the 14 Sfarim of the Yad HaChazaka, Avoda and Kavanos, all these halachas which are hilchos alamshicha. So then it says the Gemara asks about the do you bother paskening hilchos alamshicha? Tosus suggests that maybe in the Gemara itself it's a machlokas hasugyas whether or not one paskins hilchos alamshicha. But what you see in the Rambam clearly does it, right? When you learn zvachim, so you can look at the din in the Rambam the same way when you learn brachas or Shabbos. It's all there. So why does he do it? So on the one hand, so we know that when you have a machlokas tanoim or amoraim, so we assume that elu ve'elu devilukim chayim. We assume that both can be equally valid and equally true. Ein achanami, only one will be halacha l'maisa. But like the Bas Kol said about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is elu ve'elu devilukim chayim. How is it possible, Elu ve'elu devilukim chayim? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, so some things in Torah he gave black and white. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu intentionally left parts of Torah gray. And that's given to the Chachmei HaMasorah based on everything that's clear within Torah. Everything that's black and white, that was given to Moshe Mishinai, black and white. And Midrash HaTorah and Drashas for him. And Smara, so then the Chachmei HaMasorah are supposed to then fill in the gray. So when the Torah says b'shach b'chof kumecha, so what does the Torah mean? Does the Torah mean that at night you have to lie down when you say Kriya Shema, and in the morning you have to stand up? Well, no, the Torah is just telling us when to lay in Kriya Shema. So those two interpretations of Beshama and Beshil can be equally cogent, equally legitimate, equally valid. Elu ve'elu devil kim chayim, ein achanami, lahalacha, we follow one view. But in terms of validity, in terms of truth, is elu ve'elu devilukim chayim. So if that's the case, so then why bother paskening when it's not halacha l'maisa? So when there will be a Beis HaMikdash, so Moshe Rabbeinu will be, and Moshe Rabbeinu will, why did the Rambam need to pasken these shailas? So clearly the implication is that knowing the psak halacha is part of mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's not just something that's practically necessary so that Lemaisa will know what to do. It's obviously that as well, but it's more than that. It's just an inherent part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, even without needing to, even if I'm not in a position to even if this question isn't relevant to me, halacha Lemaisa, but knowing the psak is a part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Where does that come from? See, Yitachin, that's part of Mechudad and Beficha. That for the Rambam, that's a shear in Mechudad and Beficha. And Mechudad and Beficha is to be able to distill after all is said and done. So what's the bottom line? What's the halacha l'maisa? That's a shear in Mechudad and Beficha. And Yitachin, that's another aspect of what this Drashas Chazal teaches us. Yeah, maybe just to share something else which I've been thinking about a little bit lately. I'm not sure if the pshat we'll discuss is correct, but maybe. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Me'ilah. It's the last, Hilchos Me'ilah is the last set of halachas in Sefer Avoda, and this is the last halacha in Hilchos Me'ilah. So this is the final halacha in Sefer Avoda. So the Rambam writes as follows, Ro'i lo'odom lehizbonein b'mishpatei ha-Torah ha-Kedosha b'leida sof inyanim kifi kocho. it's rotly, it's fitting that a person should reflect on the mitzvahs HaTorah HaKdosha and understand what the goal of the mitzvahs is to the best of his ability. And if a person can't find, he can't discover any reason for the mitzvah, that it shouldn't change his attitude towards the mitzvah. So the Rambam here tells us that studying Tamei mitzvahs is part of the mitzvah. That Royal Adam his name the Mishpate HaTorah Kedosha. To understand Tamei mitzvahs, that the Rambam repeats this mandate at the end of Hilchos Tzemura. Afal pi, this is the last halach in Sefer Kavanos. Afal pi shakol chukei haTorah gzeirosim kemoshe be'arnu b'sof me'ila ro'ui lehizvonein bohem. V'chol sha'ata yochel li ten lotam, ten lotam. It's ro'ui, it's fitting, it's appropriate to reflect on mitzvah HaTorah, and whatever you can ascribe a reason to, you should do so. V'chol ma sha'ata yochel li ten lotam, ten lotam. Harei omru chachomim harishonim, and I'll prove to you from Chazal that this endeavor is one that a person is supposed to undertake. Shehamelech Shlomo haven rov hatayim shel kol chukei haTorah. Right, Chazal tell us that Shlomo Hamelech knew Tamei mitzvahs, and we know that the Rambam writes extensively about Tamei mitzvahs. So first of all, the lashon ro'ui that the Rambam uses in both these places, that ro'ui la'odon lizbonin mishpatei haTorah, ro'ui lehizbonin bahen. So the Lashon Ro'ui in the Rambam, so what exactly does it connote? Does it connote something, it's a good idea, or perhaps something stronger? So certainly there are times, I don't know if it's every time he uses the Lashon, but there are times when Ro'ui certainly implies Chiyuv, fitting in the sense, it's fitting, and therefore one is obligated to do that. You see it, maybe just to give one or two examples, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos Halachic Gimel. Right, so you'll recall that in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Deos, so the Rambam teaches us about the Midah Beinonis, how a person is supposed to sort of blend the two extremes, and generally a person is supposed to go along the middle path. And then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us, of Perek Beis, the Rambam tells us that Yesh Deos She'osu Lo La'odim Linhog Vahem Bebeinonis, right? There are two character traits where it's osu, notice the Lashon Rabosai, where it's osu for a person to conduct himself by the middle path, El Yisrachek An Hakseh Ha'acher, but rather he should distance himself all the way to one extreme. Okay, so the Rambam says osur, right? It's osur to go on the middle path. What's the first one? The first one is govah lev. What's the second one? The second one is v'chein haka'as deyo rohi adma ma'od. Anger is also an extremely destructive trait. V'ro'ui lo'odam sheyesrachek mimena ad hakotzah ha'acher. And it's ro'oi that a person should go all the way to the other extreme in avoiding anger. Ro'oi is just a good idea, it's just a recommendation. He just said at the beginning of the halacha that it's also to go on the middle path, that a person is absolutely obligated to go to the extreme. So what ro'oi means is, ro'oi means mitzad hasvarim, mitzad hasechel. It's clear, it's self-evident, it's intuitive, But it's taka an obligation. It's taka an obligation. So it's l'chore clear that that's what the Rambam has in mind as well. By the Tamei mitzvos, hagam that the Rambam says it beloshen ro'oi, the Rambam thinks this is a chiyuv for a person to try to understand Tamei mitzvos. The Sefer HaChinuch does it for every mitzvah, right? For every mitzvah, he gives us Tamei mitzvos. See, here's the question. I just wanted to explore with you for a moment. In Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, So the Rambam, quoting Gemara on that same Omer, Din Kiddushin, so the Rambam writes as follows: Chayev l'shalish zman l'midaso. A person is supposed to divide his learning time into three parts: shlish b'torah shebachsav, one third for Tanakh; shlish b'torah shebalpeh, one third Torah shebalpeh. We'll see shortly. We have in Yitzchak Hashem what that term connotes. Ushlish, and one third yovin v'yaskil achriz dovim ereshisa. V'yotzi dova midova, v'yadam yadova ledova, v'yodin b'midah sh'atan u'drashas b'hem. Ech sh'yeda heich hi ikar hamidos, v'heich yotzi ha'osu v'hamutu v'chayotzei b'hem, midvarim sh'lamen mipi ha'shmua, v'inyan zehu anikra Talmud. So the Rambam describes that in this halacha, that the ikar of Gemara is building that bridge, reconstructing what the bridge is between the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Torah Shebachsav. Right? When we learn Mishnayos, so we don't necessarily see immediately how the Torah Shebaal Peh emerges from the Torah Shebachsav. We don't necessarily see how it was derived from the Torah Shebachsav. That's a primary, maybe even in terms of Halacha Yud Aleph, the primary element of Talmud, of Gemara, is being able to trace back the Torah Shebaal Peh to the Torah Shebachsav. Right, the yeshiva is learning Kiddushin? Yeah. So Aisha Niknes b'shalosh drachim. So the Gemara asks about each one. So how do you know b'shtar? How do you know b'kesa? How do you know b'viya? To know how the Torah Shebachsav emerges from the Torah Shebaal Peh. Then the Rambam tells us in Halacha Yebeis that Maaseh Breishis and Maaseh Merkava is also part of Gemara. Agav, the phrase Torah Shebaal Peh in the Rambam uses it very differently than we do. We use Torah Shebaal Peh to refer to the totality of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam uses Torah Shebaal Peh to mean what we call Halacha, or what we call Psak Halacha. That's what my father, Zichron Levacha, used to say when you read the Rambam's Hagdama. So the Rambam was sharply criticized for what he writes in the Hagdama. But the Rambam writes in Hagdama, he says, the fichach karasi shem chibo ze mishneh Torah. The fisha odom koi Torah shebachsav tchila. He says, first you learn Tanakh, then v'achar kach koi baze, then you learn my sefer, the mishneh Torah, v'yodea mimena Torah shebaal peh kula. And he'll know gan's Torah shebaal peh, the Eino Tzach Likra Sefer Acher Beinehem. And you won't need any other Sefer. So the Rambam was accused of looking to displace learning Gemara, that there's no need to learn Gemara. The Rambam says explicitly, no, you learn Tanakh, and you learn my Sefer, and that's it. You put all the people who build the bookcases out of business, and all the publishers out of business, everyone's going to be out of business. All I have to do is print Tanakh, and print Mishnah Torah. That's what my father said in his Mamash Amita Shel Torah, that when you look in Perek Alf Vichos Talmud Torah, the way the Rambam uses the term Torah Shebaal Peh is not the way we use it. It's not in the broad sense that we use it. For the Rambam, Torah Shebaal Peh means Psak Halacha. Psak Halacha. It's like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you learn Mishnah Berurah, you won't have to learn every Magen Avraham and every Taz and every Shari Tshuva and every Tshuva Chassam Sofer on your own. You'll know the Psak Halacha from the Mishnah Berurah. That's what the Rambam is saying. In terms of Psak Halacha, you'll be able to get that from my Sefer. I'll call upon him. That was just a digression for a moment. Nachzul in Yaneinu. Here's the question, Rabbi Osa. Again, so the Rambam describes the hekef, the scope of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and we have to allot time to each area, so we have to spend time on Tanakh, we have to spend time on Halacha, we have to spend time on Gemara, and then he defines how the Ikar of Gemara is understanding how the Torah Shebaal Peh emerges from the Torah Shebachsav, but also includes all the Machshava of Maaseh Breishis, Maaseh Merkava. Where's Tami Mitzvahs? The Rambam is of the opinion that there's a chiyuv to learn Tami Mitzvahs. Roi la'adam lizbonin b'mishpatei ha'Torah ha'kdosha. In Hilchos Tumura, the Loshen, So why do you find this only in Hilchos Me'ila and Hilchos Tmura? Shouldn't this have been in Hilchos Talmud Torah? You hear the kasha of Rosa? You hear the kasha? It's a good kasha. You like the kasha? I was very excited about the kasha when it finally occurred to me. How can it be that something which is an integral part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, so the Rambam first reminds himself, I don't know how many years later it was when he got to Hilchos Me'ila from Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Hilchos Me'ila, I forgot to tell you it was in Hilchos Talmud Torah, so let me tell you here that there's a mitzvah to also learn Tami Mitzvahs. Again, he certainly thinks it's a mitzvah. That's what he says here. And he himself devoted so much time and energy and wrote so many prakim about Tami Mitzvahs. So how is it that it's nowhere in his definition of Talmud Torah and Perek Aleph versus Talmud Torah? So here's the suggestion I will say. When we do learn Tami Mitzvahs, when the Rambam suggests the reason for a mitzvah, when the Sefer HaChinuch suggests a reason for a mitzvah, which any of the Chachmei HaMasorah, when they suggest, are they claiming to tell us with absoluteness, with absolute certitude, this is, I'm telling you what, something that Ribon Shalom had in mind, Kaviyochel. They claim absolute certitude for the saying? The saying, no. It's a pshat. It's a pshat. It's a havana. So there are two, maybe two phrases to review in this context. So first of all, when the Rambam says in Hilchos Me'ila, so let's reread again the mandate for studying Tami Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, "Roil Odom Nizbonin b'Mishpat HaTorah Kedosha v'Leida Sof Inyanim Kefi Kocho." A person should reflect on mitzvahs and understand them kefi kocho, to the best of his ability. I mean, l'maisa, you're never going to do anything beyond the best of your ability. I mean, kefi kocho sort of, and me'idach gisa, isn't it self-understood that you have to give it your best? And you can't give it more than your best. So what does the Rambam want with that kefi kocho? Why doesn't he say in Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah that a person should learn Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, and Gemara kefi kocho? You have to give it your best. You can't give it any more than your best. So it's understood. So what does the Rambam want with the kefi kocho? The other thing that jumps off the page, Rabosa, in Hilchos Tmura, let's reread the way the Rambam gave us the mandate in Hilchos Tmura. Listen to this, Rabosa. Afal pish kochuke hatorah gzeros hem kemosha ve'arnu b'sof me'ila ro'u lehizbonin bohem. Now listen to this sentence and help me understand what the insinuation is. V'chol ma she'ata yochel li ten lo ta'am, ten lo ta'am. Again, it's similar to the kefi kocho, but it's even, in a way, it even grabs your attention even more. V'chol ma she'ata yochel li ten lo ta'am, ten lo ta'am? No, whatever you understand. So yitachen, that what both of these phrases point to is that the Rambam is saying that hagam, that there is a mitzvah to learn Tamei Mitzvahs, but a person never has a right to say bivadaus, this is the reason or one of the reasons for which the Rambam gave the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to try to understand. that there's a mitzvah, the Rambam gives that beautiful interpretation of mitzvah shofar, that it's a wake-up call. There's a mitzvah to try to understand, but the sofar shaldavar, a person cannot claim that this is not only the reason, but he can't even claim that with certitude this is a reason. He can say it's a perspective, it's an approach. That's the most a person can say. He can't say, maybe we can paraphrase what we just said, he can't say, ba'ofen mechudad, that this is what the Yerushalmi Shalom had in mind. Oh. So now, let's revisit our original question in Gosan. What did we ask? The Rambam clearly thinks that there's a mitzvah to learn Tami mitzvahs. And yet, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, when the Rambam describes the different Chelkei HaTorah, there's no hint to Tami mitzvahs. You wouldn't know, you absolutely would not know. You can learn the Iyun of the Omek, Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, you would not know that there's a mitzvah to learn Tami mitzvahs. So what's the pshat, Rabbi Osai? What do you say based on what we just discussed now? What do you say? That maybe this is another aspect for the Rambam of Mechudadim Beficha is not just, listen to this, Rabbi Osai, is not just a sheer in how well we're supposed to try to learn Divrei Torah. It's not just a sheer in the mastery to which we should aspire in Divrei Torah, but it also defines what's included in the mitzvah v'shinantum. Only that which is nitpas in being mechudad b'ficha is included in the mitzvah v'shinantum. Right? Only that which is nitpas, only that which lends itself to being mechudad b'ficha is included in the mitzvah v'shinantum. A person can, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, that they can remember, and on the spot they can tell you what they think that the tam of any particular mitzvah is. But it's not mechudad b'fihem in the sense that they can't tell you with vados. They can tell you bivados what time sovzman kriya shma is, what time sovzman tefillah is. You can say that bivados. But you can't say bivados. You can't say so unequivocally, right? Part of mechudad b'ficha is not only the quickness with which one is able to respond, but the fact that a person doesn't equivocate, the fact that a person is able to state things categorically, unequivocally. So the same way for the Rambam, psak halacha is part of mechudad b'ficha, because mechudad b'ficha means to be able to state and present divrei Torah unequivocally. So hu adin, hu atam. So the tamei mitzvahs, are also don't lend themselves to being included in the mitzvah v'shinantam levanecha. Oh, so now comes out it's kafka v'ferach. The Rambam intentionally doesn't tell us about the mitzvah to learn tamei mitzvahs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Hilchos Talmud Torah is about the mitzvah v'shinantam levanecha. The mitzvah v'shinantam levanecha includes all of Torah, which lends itself to being mechudad b'fiv. Then there is a second chiyuv besides v'shinantam levanecha. Ro'oi, mitzad again. It's just like all mishpatim, even if lo nichtevu dinu sheyikasevu. It's a chi of mitam svar. The Yerushalmi gives us a mitzvah. Kol masha ata yochel li ten lo tam, ten lo tam. It's going to be, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be ten lo tam. You're not going to say it with absoluteness. You're going to be doing it kefi kochacha. That's a mitzvah, but it's not a part of the mitzvah of a shinantam. Do you hear that, Rabbi Sam? Clear? Not clear.
Is there a connection to the fact that the Rambam speaks about Tam Mitzvahs and Kachin and Rebbe's explanation of why the Rambam puts Kachin as being a favorite of the Talmud Torah?
Mm. not sure if there is. I don't know if there is.
Let me try to. I'm sorry, I was too makatzer in
the Lashon Ro'oi. When the Rambam uses the Lashon Ro'oi, maybe to give another example of where you find the Lashon Ro'oi. Maybe I'll try to give two examples. In the beginning of Hilchos Deos, right? So in Halacha Aleph and Beis, so the Rambam basically maps out different character traits, and he identifies the two extremes. That's what he does in Halacha Aleph, and then in Halacha Beis he identifies the middle path. Then he says in Halacha Gimel, listen to this, what I say, Shnei Ktzavos HaRechokos Zo Mizo, the two extremes, the two ends of the spectrum, Shebechol Deo V'Deo Einon Derech Tova, that's not the good path. V'Ein Ro'ui Lo La'odam, Lashon Ro'ui, Ein ro'ui lo la'odam l'leches b'hen v'lo l'lamdam la'atzmo. A person should not be going on the path of either extreme. That's not what he should train himself to do. It's ein ro'ui. Ein ro'ui. Fine. Halacha Dalet, right? Continuing Halacha Dalet after that, he says, "Ulefichach tivu chachamim harishonim sheyehei odom shom de osav tamid." A person should constantly be appraising, assessing, right? A shuma is an appraisal. "Ulefichach tivu chachamim harishonim sheyehei odom shom de osav tamid u'mesha'er osan u'mechavin osan b'derech emtzoras kidei sheyehei shalim." We should always be making a cheshbon hanefesh. And I should be checking. I should always be checking whether or not my character traits are balanced the way they're supposed to be. Fine. Then the Rambam at the end of Halacha Hey says, "Umetzuvim onu laleches bedrachim elu habeinonim v'heim hadrachim hatovim ha'yisham shenem b'valach bedrachim." And the mitzvah's essay, the nice of valach bedrachim, is to go along the derech habeinoni. So what's so incredible here, I don't know, you have to look and see if there are other examples. There shouldn't be, I can't tell you there aren't, I don't know, but you wouldn't expect to find other examples of this. The Rambam quotes the Din D'Rabbanan before the Din D'Oraisa. L'chara, the Din D'Rabbanan of being Shom De'osav Tamid is a function of the din d'oraisa that you're obligated, right? There's a din d'oraisa that your deos should be beinonios, that your deos should be balanced. Then there's a din d'rabbanan to ensure compliance with that, so you should always be shom deosecha tamid. Right? There's a din d'oraisa to make kiddush. There's a din d'rabbanan to make kiddush ala yayin, to make kiddush b'mokom suda. The Rambam wouldn't and doesn't tell you. Doesn't tell you first the Durabonan of making al hayayin and suda, and then tell you, oh, by the way, there's a daraisa of making kiddush. It's backwards to do it that way. First you tell me the din daraisa, and then you tell me that the Durabonan that's there to ensure compliance with the daraisa. So how does the Rambam's quote the tzivul chachamim harishonim sheyehei odom shom de'osav tamid before he tells you the arise of Allah the Bidrachim? Did he hear the kasha? Again, so the Rambam says that we're obligated in almost all our character traits that they should be balanced, right? I shouldn't be so generous that I give away all my money. I don't have too many problems with that. I shouldn't be so stingy that I don't give any tzlaka. That's not any sign. That's an avoda. But it should be the middle path. I should give as much tzlaka as my resources allow me to give. Okay, I shouldn't eat hedonistically. On the other hand, I shouldn't be an ascetic that my health suffers. No, I should eat a well-balanced diet, that I should be nourished, that I should have proper nutrition. Okay, all my character traits are supposed to be balanced. That's the mitzvah halachta b'drachos. Now, that's the daraisa. The drabonon is a person can easily get off course. So Chazal say a person should constantly be monitoring himself. He should constantly be checking. Shehei odam shom de'osav tamid. Right? So the drabonon clearly is telling us how to ensure that we comply with the daraisa. So how does the Rambam tell us the drabonon before he tells us the daraisa? It's a mamish v'nahafachu. So elamai, what you see clearly is that when the Rambam said that it's ein ro'ui lo la'odam lo lachas behen, it's already a da'oraisa. Even before you have the pasuk of halachta bedrachot, the fact that svara tells you to do something is also a machayev mida'oraisa. When something, the Rambam Shalom gave us a intuition. When that intuition tells us something, so even if you don't have a pasuk, so that intuition is mechayev. The Ramban, maybe you saw the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bereishis, the beginning of Parshas Noach. Why is it the Dor HaMabul was guilty of many things, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach that the Gzar Din, that the world is going to be destroyed, it's, he tells him, Kimol HaOretz Chamas. It's because of Gezel. So the Ramban says, why does he mention Gezel more than the other Averis? Because it's a mitzvah muskelas. Because you know misvara that you're not allowed to do it. So there are no excuses. No one ever taught me. I didn't know. It's a mitzvah muskelas. You know it from svara. What a person can and does know from svara itself is a mitzvah machayev. So that's why the Rambam, he hasn't told you the positive halachta bedrachav yet, but he already told you ro'oi. So it's already a chiyuv, mitzad, the fact that it's ro'oi. So that's what's happening here also. That's what the machayev is in tamei mitzvahs. How can it be? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm giving you these mitzvahs, the tov lecha kol hayomim, and I'm not interested in what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. It's ro'oi. You don't need a pasuk. Even without a pasuk, mitzad the fact that it's ro'oi, there's a chiyuv to engage in it. And the Rambam's chiddush is, but since, again, you can suggest an approach to mitzvahs, you suggest a perspective on mitzvahs, that's what tamei mitzvahs are, but you can't state it categorically, so then that can't be included in the Shinantam. The mitzvah of Shinantam is only what you can state categorically. To state categorically is not just a function of how well we know it, of how well we learned it, and how much we reviewed it and reinforced it, but it's also a function of the Divrei Torah themselves, of whether or not it's nitpas, whether or not a person can claim certainty for what he's saying. In the realm of Tamei Mitzvahs, a person cannot do that.
Probably.
Sounds like no, because when the Rambam, if we're reading the Rambam correctly, if we're reading the Rambam correctly, and that's why it's Dafke here, he says Kefi Kocho. Dafke here is Kefi Kocho, means everything you do is Kefi Kocho. No, but here, the Divrei Torah themselves are Kefi Kocho. It's not just that you're doing the Kefi Kocho, that we're doing Kefi Kocho. The Divrei Torah themselves are Kefi Kocho. And then the Rambam says, Kol Sha'ata Yochel Iten Lotam, Ten Lotam. Again, and that phrase, again, it suggests there isn't an absoluteness. You're giving time, and then in that context, it says, Is the Rambam just saying that we can't, but Shlomo HaMelech could, or even Shlomo HaMelech couldn't? I don't know.
Yeah, so Tversky came for, not for us, so he also has a question.
isn't there a svara to say that Tamei HaKroah is actually problematic? Because the Gemara that says in Megillah and Brachos, Einam El Gzeiros, so the person is coming up with Tamei HaMikra, how can we say it's Ro'i if there's a potential problem in saying that there's a svara behind Mitzvahs?
So you're asking a great question. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim on what that means. So the Rambam understands that Gemara actually the way you do. That the Mandoramu who says that Osa Midosev Shakadosh Baruch Hu Racham Ve'ena Alexeros, that Mandoramu denies Tamei Mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, well, we don't follow that Mandoramu. We follow the other Mandoramu in the Gemara, that there's a different objection to saying Al Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha. And the Ramban says, no, the Rambam shouldn't have made that concession that there's even a view in Chazal that doesn't hold from Tamei Mitzvahs. What that line in the Gemara means is that when, by saying Al Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha, so one is suggesting that the mitzvahs were intended for the welfare of the animals. And that's not true. Osa Midosu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, a person who says Al Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha is suggesting that the mitzvahs were given for the welfare of the animals, and that's not true. Ein El Gzeiros, they're laws intended for the welfare of people. They're not intended as rachamim on the animal kingdom, but it's rather gzeiros, that they're laws intended for the welfare of people. But even that Mando Amar certainly agrees that there are tamei mitzvahs, but the focus is what type of tam a person could give.
Is there no concern that if you give a tam mitzvah, it might not be conducive to the mitzvah or avodas Hashem?
So maybe actually here I should have mentioned this before, and maybe this will also respond to the previous question. So Chazal actually say that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not reveal Tamei Mitzvahs? Because there are a couple of instances where he did, and Shlomo HaMelech, Chochem Mikol Odom, was Nechshal. Right, the Torah says that lo yargil al noshim, but by a melech, there's a mitzvah lo say lo yargil al noshim v'lo yosu levavo. So Shlomo HaMelech says, oh, so the only reason for lo yargil al noshim is lo yosu levavo, so ani arbe v'lo osu. So I can have many wives, but I'll be careful not to shouldn't cause me to stray. So the question is, how, in light of that Gemara, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of that, didn't reveal most of the Tamei Mitzvahs, so how can the Rambam tell us, how can the Sefer HaChinuch tell us that we should? Because Baruch Hu said it's imprudent, it's a dangerous thing to do, and we're doing it. So Elamai, no, so Lidvareinu is very good. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you the Tamei Mitzvahs, so then you know that that is the Tamei Mitzvah. You know it, absolutely, you know it categorically. You know it categorically that lo yargil al noshim, he shouldn't have, the king shouldn't have many wives, because lo yosel levavo, so then there's a concern that maybe a person will think, I can avoid the result and I don't have to adhere to the means that the Torah said. But when we give Tamei Mitzvahs, there's no such chashash, because we can't say it with that absoluteness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells it to us, it's absolute. So then that creates a concern. But when we do it on our own, so then it doesn't create that concern because we don't, because again, it's an approach. It's a perspective. It's not presumed. We don't claim absoluteness for it.
Could we suggest that the Rambam's approach for Tamei HaMitzvahs and to try to search to find the Tam is to help in the aspect of the Meficha, that the Tam that you are able to get after you've studied the Pesach Halach, after you've gotten to Halik the Hilchasa, so the Tam that you ascribe, your personal toil in ascribing a Tam for it, is allowing you to remember the Pagodim Meficha. It's essentially that both aspects of the Tam also relates to the Meficha. The Tam is experienced in the Meficha. So when you've toiled in creating the time
your unique time is to understanding how you arrived from the Hilchos stuff. You are now then can use that to be Yotze, you put on the field.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, just getting late a little bit, maybe so just to review what we tried to learn, that the Gemara is a din tanam v'banam v'shinantum v'nachash yudiv v'tarah mechudadim b'ficha. Divrei Torah, a person is to be able to state divrei Torah clearly. So the most basic meaning of that, the first and most basic meaning of that, is that it's a measurement, it's a standard for mastery of Torah to which we should aspire. It means that to the best of our ability, throughout Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, again, we should have such a mastery that we can state the Divrei Torah clearly. That's what it means most basically, most primarily. We suggested that within the Rambam, that maybe there are two other dimensions or aspects to that halacha of Mekudan B'Fitha. Number one, that maybe for the Rambam, Psak Halacha is not just for its practical relevance, but Psak Halacha is also a shear in Mekudan B'Fitha, to be able to state categorically what the bottom line is. So that's also part of Mekudan B'Fitha. And then we also suggested maybe that's why, despite the fact that the Rambam wholeheartedly thinks and advocates that there's a chiyuv to study Tamei Mitzvahs, but afal pichein, it's not included in Hilchos Talmud Torah because the chiyuv can't be part of Mechudadim B'Ficha, because again, Mechudadim B'Ficha is not only how well we have mastered it, but how well this aspect of Divrei Torah lends itself to being known. And the Talmud Mitzvahs, a person can't state it categorically. He can tame lotam, kol mashata yachal, this is what I can suggest, kol mashata yachal tame lotam, it's kefi kochi, it's not a presumption, it's not something that's being stated categorically, and raya l'chach perhaps from the fact that when the Gemara says that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal Tamei Mitzvahs is fraught with danger and michshol, and yet the Rishonim say that we should engage in that. What's the difference? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's timing are absolute and ours are a perspective, an approach towards Mitzvahs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gallagher. There's no question that the Talmud Torah, all of us have heard the shiur, will be enhanced without a shame to take.